I generally don't like electronic sounds that much, which you might find surprising since I always work with them. But I find natural sound, or sound produced by from non-electronic sources, to be so rich and so interesting. And yet the interesting thing about electronic sound is that it's very easy to manipulate. So the synthesizer seemed to me to present you with a position where you could turn natural sound into electronic sound and use some of the freedoms that the synthesizer then allowed you. the sound source. And most of the time now, that's what I still do. But now, instead of just using the synthesizer, I use the whole studio as an appendage to the instrument in that way.
Every week on the Waggle of the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, I bring you songs about animals, and next time it's songs about horses. Although I'm keeping talking horses for another time. So please join me, Graham Rice, for songs about horses on the Waggle of the Monkeys here on Radio Catskill on Sunday afternoon at 3.
Jason Dole here, letting you know that Radio Catskill's Music Yard Sale returns Saturday, May 24th, and we need musical donations. So if you do some spring cleaning and find vinyl records in good condition that you don't need anymore, or CDs, stereo equipment, instruments, cassettes, donate them to us. Get a little extra space for yourself and support a great cause. Email Mimi at wjffradio.org and make your musical donation to the Music Yard Sale, May 24th at Radio Catskill in Liberty.
Thank you.
production was something that you could approach in two different ways. You could either say that the role of a producer is to make the most accurate possible record of a performance, or the role of a producer is to use the studio as an instrument. If this meant completely destroying the raw material and building something new out of its ashes kind of thing, I was prepared to do that as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
it isn't the instrument that's going to give you the answer. It's never the instrument that gives you the answer. The answer always comes from you somewhere, and the instrument is a way of then externalizing that. But the illusion with the big synthesizers is that somewhere among all those wires is the thing that's going to save the day for you. And it's never true.
Support comes from the Homestead School, Montessori education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville. Building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978. Homesteadschool.com. From the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
This week in This American Life, Alicia was out of a job when she started making wigs for pets. And she decided, this is going to be my thing, which worked.
He said, okay, let me see him. And I put him on the desk. The first thing he said was, great, I'd like to place an order. Let's launch at Halloween.
That good news turned out to be not entirely good news this week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on